The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and the battle for 1600.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
When people used to ask me, who is Donald Trump? They always want to know, what's he really like? One piece of advice, might be boring, but it was correct, is if you really want to know who this man is, read the book, The Art of the Deal. A new publication was released today, and it's called The Art of the Steal. And here's the first sentence. The Democrat Party and its political operatives, with the unwitting aid of useful idiots from the Republican Party, stole the presidential election from Donald J. Trump. Powerful words, they come from a former colleague of mine, one of the OG MAGA team in the White House. He is assistant to the president, director of trade and manufacturing policy, and also, very important right now, policy coordinator for the National Defense Policy Production Act. And he is our very special guest here live in front of millions of listeners and viewers on America First. Peter Navarro, welcome back.
My brother Gorka, how are you, sir?
I'm good. I'm looking forward to this week. I love conflict. I revel in it. And this is going to be a crazy week.
You're going to get a little of that. I just was over at the Freedom Plaza talking to the assembled group of Trump supporters. It's going to be, Seb, tomorrow is going to be one of the most important days, literally, in American history. No yes. hyperbole there. We have an election that has been flat out stolen. I released volume two of the Navarro Report called, as you said, The Art of the Steal. It shows beyond a shadow of a doubt, Seb, that the Democrat Party had a grand off the ballot box strategy. It was two-pronged. Prong one was to dramatically increase the amount of absentee ballots and mail-in ballots that would flood into the six battleground states, Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. They targeted those states, flood the zone with absentee and mail-in ballots. At the same time, they worked in prong two to dramatically decrease the scrutiny of those ballots so that the net effect was a flood of illegal ballots into these battleground states sufficiently to turn what was decisive win in every single one of those states by President Trump into narrow, razor-thin alleged Biden victory margins. And what I do in the Art of the Steal report is explain how this strategy originated literally minutes after Donald Trump won in 2016. It's very elaborate. It includes a lot of legal means to achieve an illegal end. What they did across the six states is they would go in and they'd have the state legislatures pass bills that accomplished their strategy. They use referenda to force the state legislatures to do that in some cases. They elected secretaries of state, particularly in Michigan and Pennsylvania, who were effectively puppets of the far left to basically bend and sometimes break the rules. And then you had a massive amount of Zuckerberg money come in, essentially to basically it was a hostile takeover of the election machinery in key Democrat strongholds. And you add all that up, Seb, and what you have is a very conscious strategy by the Democratic Party and its operatives. And the tragedy here is that it also included these useful idiots from the Republican Party. I'm talking about Kemp and Raffensperger in Georgia, who allowed that stupid consent decree to be done behind closed doors, which gutted the integrity of the election process. In Georgia, you had five out of the six legislatures in these states were controlled by the Republican Party. Yes. Yet some of them were complicit. I mean, in voting for these sweeping changes that basically have gutted the election process and allowed them to steal.
Yeah, look, I get lots of special people on this show. I get senators, I get members of the cabinet, I get, you know, big names like Victor Davis Hanson today, Conrad Black. As a former colleague, I'm going to ask you straight, because I deem you to be a survivor inside the building, because in part you are and always have been such a straight shooter. I saw you work on the Trade Council. I saw you butt heads with Cohen and others who did not understand why the president had been elected. And God bless you for writing both parts of the Navarro report. And we're going to post it now to our million followers on Twitter, all our quarter of a million, 300,000 on Instagram and Facebook and elsewhere. But I have to ask you the tough question now, Peter Navarro. You did this for the record. Is it going to make a difference tomorrow?
The first report I did, Seb, on December 17th, The Immaculate Deception, laid out the six types of election irregularities that swayed that election. I'm told that that had a tremendous impact in terms of stopping the momentum and turning this around in terms of people actually finally beginning to take action and ask questions. And it was little things like my report, big things like your show, Bannon's War Room, National Pulse, the conservative media that was willing to look at this. I think if you combine the two reports together, anybody who reads them must come away with the need and desire to investigate what happened. Because those two reports taken as a whole show conclusively that this was a coordinated strategy by the Democrat Party to steal the election. And there's mounds of evidence. And yeah, I do my homework. I read through thousands and thousands of affidavits, other documents, public testimony, firsthand accounts. I read all the bills that were passed over the last 4 years that advanced this agenda. It's all laid out. And these are not long reports. You can, you know, no. 30 pages, right? They're concise. And I just hope everybody who watches and listens to your show will take the time to both read those reports and then send them to their friends. Because if America simply understands what happened, we can avoid a tragedy here. Hey, Seb, look. The election was stolen from Richard Nixon in 1960. Yeah. It took decades before history recognized that as a certainty. Okay, that was small change compared to what happened here. Mayor Daley, he got 3,000 dead people to vote and another 30,000 who didn't exist to vote. That changed the entire election. Okay, this thing is so massive. It's across six states. It has so many moving parts that when history judges this, they're going to judge everybody who let this happen as stooges who basically drove a stake through the heart of American democracy.
Now
will never be able to have an election that anybody has any faith in ever again if this is allowed to stand.
Now, you've identified him. We've mentioned him here on the show several times before. $300 million from Zuckerberg to make the fraud possible. For those who haven't read the report, we're going to post it right now. What other names are key in the Democrat machine to having been the drivers of this fraud, Peter?
Well, here's how sophisticated the strategy was. It actually went back to 2008 with George Soros. He funded a political action committee called the Secretary of State
Yes.
Project. And the goal of the Secretary of State Project was to grab what most people think are like nothing positions in key battleground states. They focused on battleground, emphasize that, right? And then those secretaries of state are then able to bend or break the rules. And that's what we saw this cycle with Jocelyn Benson in Michigan and Kathy Buchvar in Pennsylvania, two secretaries of state that were backed by Soros, who basically went in and either bent or broke the law repeatedly, doing things, issuing guidance, and then also supporting some of these bills that were passed. So Soros plays a very, very big role in this, as does Zuckerberg. And then there's one other guy who I'm sure you've talked about before. There's a guy named Mark Elias. He was the general counsel
Yes.
for the Hillary Clinton campaign. And, you know, if you Google him, the allegations about Elias is that he was either the architect or financial conduit for the money that went into Fusion GPS and then
and the story
started the Russia hoax.
And starts right? the Russia hoax. Elias, Soros, and, of course, Zuckerberg. It was a two-pronged strategy, massive increase in the number of votes, and decrease the verification. That's how they did it. Read the full Volume 2 of the Navarro Report, The Art of the Steal. God bless you, Peter Navarro, for having written it. This is America First.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
Did you see the best part of the president's speech last night in Dalton, Georgia? It was a very subtle dig. If you missed it, you need to watch the whole speech. He was on fire last night. Video cut one. Just a little clip about the president and his future plans. Play cuts.
They say they're Republicans. I really don't think they are. They can't be. Like, if we want to have a special session, because your legislature's excellent, they want to have a special... Why wouldn't they let us have a special session? If they want to check signatures in Fulton County, not in Cobb County, we didn't ask for Cobb County, they said, we'll do Cobb first, and then we'll do Fulton. They do Cobb, then they never get to Fulton. Why wouldn't they do that? Why wouldn't they do that? That's a positive thing. Anyway, the Democrats want to turn America. I'll be here in about a year and a half campaigning against you, Governor, I guarantee you that.
I think they liked that line. I'll be back in a year and a half campaigning against your governor. That was the president last night. What a fabulous, fabulous speech. And Matt, truly, I mean, Conrad Black is right. He's a force of nature. He's a tornado. But the election in November isn't just about matters internal. It's not just about Cobb County or that wooden box that will be processed through the joint session. Oh, my gosh, is it tomorrow already? It's crazy. January the 6th is going to happen tomorrow. Are you ready for the fireworks? It's also about international repercussions, and we have to keep our eye on the ball. Somebody we trust implicitly to look at what happened south of the border is, of course, the Center for Immigration Studies fellow, Todd Benzman. He has a new article with a very interesting headline. It is Migrants Chanting Biden, Biden, Attempt to Rush the Border. Todd, welcome back to America First. Tell us about this crazy, crazy story.
Thanks for having me. It happened over the holiday weekend. up to 400 Cuban migrants on the Juarez El Paso border stormed over the Pase del Norte bridge to break through the American cordon and request asylum on the U.S. side. They were chanting Biden, Biden, Biden all the way across. They were stopped because, of course, Biden's not in office yet. There's still a Trump presiding. So CBP riot gear stopped this charge of hundreds and hundreds of migrants. They actually jumped over the Mexican turnstiles, overwhelmed the Mexicans on their side, stopped by barricades on the U.S. side, and were there for hours and hours demanding access and asylum because they were under the impression and are under the impression that under a Biden administration, they're all in. They're all coming in. Biden has promised to reverse all of the Trump-era policies on asylum, push back into Mexico, making them wait in Mexico. And they jumped the gun a little bit early, but I think what this tells us, Seb, is that the entire world of aspiring migrants in Mexico and beyond, into Central America and around the world, has really heard and absorbed the Biden campaign's promises of welcome, big welcome wagon. Everybody gets in, no detention, amnesty, no deportation for the first 100 days. All of those kind of things were heard loud and clear, and they just couldn't help themselves. They came rushing over the border there and also in Del Rio, Texas, at the border there. And I think that we're going to see a lot more of this as soon as Biden's in office. The big question is, what's he going to do?
He's Todd Benzman. Follow him, Benzman Todd, on Twitter, author of the upcoming book, America's Covert Border War. You can order it right now wherever books are sold. It's America's Covert Border War. So illegal immigrants running the turnstiles, shouting Biden, Biden, Biden. How does that happen, Todd? Do you have any sense? Do you have any information? Is this an organic occurrence, or are organizations telling them that it's coming and now's your chance?
Well, one thing that we know about migrants, at least I know it because I've spent a lot of time down there in Mexico with them. They all have cell phones. And they all have access to social media. So there's a live wire, a real-time live wire grapevine that hums. And somehow word spread, it was a false rumor, that Biden had kind of somehow arranged for an early start to his immigration agenda, that it was going to start Tuesday night. Now, they, of course, you know, got to the border, and it was a rude awakening. The Americans met him mid-bridge at both locations. But it just goes to show you how much suspense there is and how much anticipation and expectation that there is among migrants who, under Trump policies, are waiting in Mexico, or forced to wait in Mexico. Because, of course, we know the reason that they go to Mexico, that we put them in Mexico, is so that they could wait for their asylum claims to adjudicate there instead of inside the United States, right, where they would just disappear.
What happens? We've got 2 minutes left with Todd Benzman, fellow of the Center for Immigration Studies. What happens to the security of Americans if the policies and the practices of the last 4 years are reversed come January 20th, Todd?
Well, the first thing that we would expect to see, even before the policies are reversed, which may take some time, I think that there are political reasons, pragmatic reasons, why the Biden people might not want to immediately reverse them. But it almost doesn't matter because we don't pay attention to in-the-weeds political timing. They hear the big message, come, you'll be welcome, we like you, the Democrats like you. So what we should see immediately is a surge, whether they reverse the policies or not. We should start to see more of this kind of thing. a caravan is already forming again, another caravan in Honduras to start charging up through Central America. So you've got migrants charging the actual border immediately south to us, and you've got another caravan coming, and they're just going to keep coming and coming. The first time that one of them gets through a breach in the Biden border, we'll have a big surge down there, a big crisis.
Remember that infamous speech of Hillary Clinton's that was eventually leaked, how her image as future president would be to have a borderless America? That dangerous, dangerous scenario isn't over yet. Thank you, Todd Benzman. Follow him, Benzman Todd, on Twitter. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, broadcasting from just outside the insalubrious swamp that is Washington, D.C. Do yourself a favor if you haven't done so already. You'll get more than 60% off with my name if you go to MyPillow.com for Mike Lindell's incredible pillow. He's only sold 51 million of them. The pillow that never gets hot, never loses its shape. I rest my head on it every night. The president loves them too. 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. Do it now. MyPillow.com. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
The government has declared him essential. Sebastian Gorka.
And I declare all of you essential. Yes, indeed, because this is America. And every single one of us counts. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from just outside the swamp. And my gosh, is it going to be a swampy swamp this week, especially with the events that are starting today with the MAGA march pushing back on the insanity and tomorrow's Electoral College votes. And who better to analyze it with than another YouTube buddy? He is the man with the best titled YouTube channel. He's Mr. Reagan, Chris Coles. Happy New Year.
Mr. Gorka, Happy New Year.
How are you enjoying 2021 so far, Mr. Reagan?
Well, so far it's a lot better than 2020.
So far. I mean, but tomorrow,
we haven't dug
who knows?
Into- deeply. Yeah, you never know. You never know. I got a beautiful Time magazine cover with Ronald Reagan here. I know you can't see it, but that's a present to me from myself.
those are the presents that are so good, right? The ones that you choose yourself.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
is it
yeah,
an original?
Exactly, yeah.
Did you find an original?
Could you imagine? Yeah, I got original. Yeah, Time magazine cover. Yeah.
All right. And what about the mug? Whose mug do you have in front of you, Mr. Reagan?
This would be my own mug.
Ah, oh, look at that. What a stylish mug.
But what a president, right?
What we actually elected. What a name for a YouTube channel. Okay, check him out. Subscribe. Hit the notifications bell for Mr. Reagan. It's a superb channel. He has, I mean, I just can't keep up. I'm looking at your channel and there's so many videos you produced in just the last month. You've been a busy man, Mr. Reagan.
Oh, I have so many more better videos. I am ready for war at this point. I am so angry. Look. If you don't think that the election was stolen by now, which you must, I mean, you must. But let's say that you don't. Let's say that you think, okay, it was the mail-in voting, right? The mail-in voting gave Biden this massive edge. All these Democrats who were sleeping woke up suddenly. None of that explains why there was this massive surge in voter registration. That's a new data point that's come out that nobody's really looked at. That process hasn't changed. Sure, the mail-in voting changed the process of voting a little bit, but the process of registration is identical. And so that doesn't explain every 4 years there's a certain growth in registration. Exploded in 2020.
And it's the surge also in registrations for people who live in post office boxes or in addresses that don't actually physically exist in America. That's the one that's strange.
If you look at it more closely, obviously it doesn't make any sense. Sure.
All right. Now, let me ask you, because you are an actor. You're not just a YouTube phenomenon. You understand you've worked in Hollywood. This is human curiosity. Let's put everything else aside, political analysis, philosophy, what have you, breaking news. Do you have liberal buddies who truly, without, you know, trying to con you or just convince themselves, who you think actually believe a senile old man hiding in his basement for 6 months got more votes than the first black American president?
Oh, no, definitely not. If you look at they did a poll fairly recently of Republicans, of Democrats, who thinks that the election was stolen.
Yeah.
I think something like 30% of Democrat voters think the election
Correct.
Was stolen. That is mind-blowing. If we heard about another election somewhere else, you know, some other country in which conservatives won and the leftists said, oh, we think it was stolen, we'd say, oh, probably sour grapes, right? But then if we saw a poll that said 30% of the conservatives of that country think it was stolen, we'd go, maybe they're right, you know?
So you don't know anybody who has confidence in the election as a liberal?
No, I think everybody kind of – the people that I've spoken with who think that, you know, probably, you know, they're leftists that think the election maybe was stolen – they just don't care. I think that they suspect that, okay, maybe Trump stole it back in 2016, so this is like payback.
Uh-huh.
I think that's how they justify it.
Yeah, I think that's the remarkable answer, but I think it's also the likely one. Why? Because even if you've just slightly bought into this narrative of he's a Nazi, he's a white supremacist, he hates Muslims, he hates women – then, well, kind of stealing an election is a good thing. It's like Robin Hood, isn't it, Chris?
And think about this. If 30% of Democrat voters are saying we think it's possible that the election was stolen, how many think it was possibly stolen, but they're not answering that in the survey?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Crazy times. I'm just glad that you and I and our viewers and our listeners can have a sense of humor about it. He really does provide you with superb content. Follow him right now, Mr. Reagan on YouTube, on Twitter at Mr. Reagan USA. He'll be back with us momentarily here on America First on the Salem Radio Media Network. We're just a conglomerate. You name it, we've got it. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, don't you dare touch that dial.
The only man standing between the radical left and your cheeseburgers, it's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
And I had a very good one today. Yes, indeed, we are back, dear friends, the day before the Electoral College certification or series of objections. And it's going to get mighty crazy here in D.C., but we will keep you up to date live with all the events occurring on Capitol Hill and on the ellipse when the president will address the nation and his supporters as the account starts at 1 p.m. Eastern tomorrow. We are back with our good friend. He has the Mr. Reagan channel on YouTube. You must subscribe his video. Look, if you just put in Mr. Reagan on the YouTube search bar, the first thing it fills out is Mr. Reagan AOC. And you have to start with that video. It's the one that made him famous. He's Chris Coles. Chris, I love doing what I do. Clearly you do as well. I talk for 3 hours a day, then we do, you know, extra stuff for YouTube. But I also love being on the other side, or, you know, being the interview subject. And just today, with another great YouTube buddy, he's the head of the Warrior Poets Society, John Lovell, we did an hour-long interview, two different parts. And one question he asked me really got us into a great conversation. I'm going to ask you, are there signs of the political correctness insanity, the cancel culture eating itself? There is that phrase, the revolution eats itself eventually. And I just look, and I you know, we were spur of the moment stuff, and I said, well, it's interesting. I'm a sci-fi geek. I like guns, I like politics, and I like sci-fi. And I look at what happened to Star Wars. I look at what they did to Star Trek. Oh. And I see just the general populace saying, what a load of garbage! And then I see the reviews for the Wonder Woman movie where people are just vomiting the PC crap that's being rained down on them in the movie theaters. Do you think is this wishful thinking, or is this a sign that they might be losing the political war?
Oh, they are losing the culture war for sure. Everyone recognizes how bad cinema has become, how bad a lot of television shows have become. Look at Mandalorian. Amazing show. They've just taken all the SJW crap out of Star Wars right. And written a decent show.
And it's not even brain surgery. I mean, if you look at the original, the first season, each episode was a very kind of pedestrian find the MacGuffin. I mean, it was go from one Simple. Find the MacGuffin to, but with none of the stupid, you know, ethnic female hero character stands in and beats up the big white guy. None of that. It wasn't great storytelling. But people loved it, Chris.
Well, I think it was great storytelling because it was simple and then beautifully executed.
Yes, yes.
Who's the guy that makes that? It's the guy that did Iron Man.
Yeah, it's Favreau. Favreau was the guy who loved Star Wars, and then they brought the guy for the second season who did Clone Wars, the animated series.
Filoni,
they brought him
Filoni.
In.
Filoni. But let me tell you something about Favreau, which I'm kind of outing him, but I think he's powerful enough to take it. I wasn't going to do this. I don't know this for sure. I just realized this based on watching
Mandalorian. Give us the scoop. Give us the scoop, Chris.
I think that he might be a libertarian.
Ooh. You mean he might be a white heterosexual man who believes in freedom? What an outrage.
He's not woke in the same way that all the other people that are involved in Star Wars are. I mean, look, he cast Bill Burr. He cast Bill Burr.
Give us the indices. What are the indications that he's potentially a libertarian?
He cast Gina Carano. He cast Bill Burr. He doesn't put SJW stuff into his show or any of the stuff that he does, as far as I can tell. And his best friend is I forget his name. He had that situation where he was trying to talk with Trump a little while back. You know who I'm talking about? The comedian?
Chappelle.
No, not Chappelle. I can't remember his name at the moment. But okay. Yeah, his best friend is definitely a libertarian, a big Hollywood actor. Got into trouble a while back for saying hi to Donald Trump, I think. And, all signs point to yes, but he doesn't ever talk about politics. You know, if a Hollywood person doesn't talk about politics.
That's perhaps the most telling. If they're not droning on the regular talking points, that could mean that they actually have some independent thought. We talked to Chris Coles. He's the man behind Mr. Reagan, the YouTube channel, also on Twitter, Mr. Reagan USA. So let's pull back. Let's go to 50,000 feet. Is this just, you know, a couple of good signs in the most hip pop culture elements? Or could it be indicative of something bigger, Chris?
Oh, it is bigger. It is bigger. And I think that the problem with what's been happening is that the Democrats have seen the writing on the wall. The reason that people are really waking up to what's real and what's, you know, they're being lied to about is the internet, right? The internet has democratized fame, and it has allowed us all to be a little bit more aware of politics and what's going on. And Democrats realize this. They've been lying to people for years, and they realize people are learning what's really going on through your show, through my show, you know, through all these independent people thinking and talking about this stuff, and this freaked them out. And I think that's why they rigged the election this year.
Yeah.
And this is the really scary thing, because if they're willing to do this, which I think is the most egregious, horrible thing to do as an American politician, to rig an election, to deprive the American people of their democracy in this republic, they're willing to do anything.
Correct.
So they will rig the courts. They will make new states. And people don't understand how serious that is, making new states. they will reduce the voting age. They will give amnesty to illegal immigrants to allow them to vote. They're going to pack the court. They're going to do everything in their power to make it so that Republicans never are elected or gain power in Washington, D.C. ever again.
Let me just run through that again. We're almost out of time, but this is so essential, because if they can justify sitting in an election, they're going to pack the courts, lower the voting age, give amnesty to illegal aliens, on and on and on, create new states, which means they lock in their ideology forever. God bless you for doing what you're doing and for shining a light on these things. Last 30 seconds, what should people watch that you've already made, or what's coming down the pike next?
Oh, my next video is about the Nancy Pelosi crime family. Her father was the mayor of Baltimore. He was totally corrupt, but he was friends with J. Edgar Hoover, so the FBI never investigated him. She has committed multiple crimes. How she has got the power she have is amazing to me. Her son was involved in a massive criminal activity with a business that he had with stocks, the stock market. It is mental how guilty she is of criminal activity, and yet she's one of the most powerful people in the country.
Just re-elected by the revolutionaries, AOC as well. How strange. When can we expect that, Chris?
I think I'm going to probably be posting tomorrow morning.
Beautiful. Nice timing. Thank you, Chris Coles. God bless. Keep doing what you do. Follow this man, Mr. Reagan, on YouTube and at Mr. Reagan USA on Twitter. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, my friends, if you are in daily pain, stop and listen. This is a product that is providing relief for tens of thousands of Americans, me included. And if you have found relief nowhere else, you must try this product. Just listen to Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Should that be your story? I think you deserve to find out. It's so easy. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening, and I guarantee you by the end of those 3 weeks, you'll know if it works for you like it works for me, Reggie, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Call 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
America First. Magnificent.
Crank that music up. I love that song. Life's What You Make It by Talk Talk. Do you know what Top Gear is? Great, great British show. Then it became Grand Tour. It's about guys and cars, as they call themselves, petrol heads, because that's the real name for gasoline. And in the break, Chris Coles had a really cool idea. He said, we need a Top Gear. You and I and some good buddies should create a new TV show where we just shoot the breeze, talk politics, culture, and then just do manly stuff. And not just cars, but all kinds of things, whether it's hunting, shooting. And then he mentioned the magic phrase, making knives. It's one of my last bucket list items. I want to be a bladesmith. I want to learn how to make full tang knives. Damascus blades, D2, you name it. I'm curious, what do you think? Is that a good idea? How about a manly activities Top Gear show? I think Chris and I have to write that treatment, that pitch, and send it out to a few TV channel owners. If you like the idea, or if you think it's garbage. Well, no, if you think it's garbage, not interested. If you like it, text us. Go to 703-869-1262 with your phone and text us. Send me a message, 703-869-1262. It's a little bit like what our buddy John Larville is doing with the Warrior Poet Society. His is focused very much on matters military, tactical, Second Amendment, but also what's the core of it? What it feeds from, and that's the essence of masculinity, the skills, the attributes, the values that make a man and the reassertion of that concept, which for some reason is controversial today, that there is discrete content to the word man, and it means different things from the word woman. How we got to a point where it's controversial to say that? Well, that's the insanity of the left, but it's also the responsibility of us conservatives that we allowed that to occur. Everybody knows, every child knows the truth of that saying. The sexes are different. The purpose, the meaning of what it is to be a man or a woman is different. Let's revel in that. Let's reestablish it. Let's celebrate it. One of the things that is so crucial, above all else, in all of those values and virtues, is courage. Let's see how much courage we have this week as Americans. Now more than ever, keep your head on a swivel, watch your six, never give up, never give in, hold the line, and stay frosty.